time. Good afternoon. Just an update on the injury front. Chris Harris, starting cornerback for us, tore his ACL, will be out the remainder of the season. Any questions? You know, there's no doubt he's probably one of our better performers on defense throughout this season. You know, but it'll be the same. We've lost some pretty good performers throughout the season. And, you know, this team's been resilient, and we'll take a next man up approach, and we'll keep you posted on that as we move forward.
Coach, what went into the decision of having Jammer play outside instead of Champ Bailey?
You know, just, you know, how we've had him evaluated this week and, you know, how we decided to utilize him in the game against the Chargers. It varies week to week, but that was what we elected to do against San Diego.
Tom, what are some of the things you can take out of the last time you guys played New England that may help you Sunday?
You know, they're going to look at us. We're going to look at them. But, you know, my experience is, you know, these games, even if it's the same opponent, take on a completely, you know, different personality. And I don't think this will be any different.
Can you talk on the importance of Julius Thomas? How important has he become in your offense now?
You know, I think he's grown week to week throughout the whole season. You know, he's done a tremendous job. He wasn't exactly a household name to start this season. You know, everybody in this building knew of his abilities. It was just a matter of getting healthy. And the young man's worked extremely hard, number one, to get ready physically, and then, you know, to get into our offense and earn the trust of his teammates. You know, he's worked very hard mentally and, you know, in the classroom to get ready. And so, you know, when you put all those things together, usually you have pretty good on-field performances, and he has.
John, what goes into deciding who to put in, whether you go with Jammer again or not? And what's the timetable? Is that guy going to know early in the week, and how does that work with you?
Well, we're going to know long before you guys will know. But you know, we've been with these guys for, you know, some time. We've had the same core of guys, you know, and so we've been through the whole cast really throughout this season. So it's really, you know, how they perform in practice, you know, and what we see on the practice field in preparation for New England.
Coach, last year you said the one regret you had in that Baltimore game was the 3rd-and-7 running play, I think you said.
Did I say that? No.
You said that several times.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, you had a couple of third downs in the 4-minute drill, and you passed the ball.
Well, we got that question yesterday, and, you know, like anything, whether it's, you know, teammates amongst themselves on, you know, either phase of the game, coaches and coaching staffs, you know, this is kind of the ultimate of team games, and, you know, you get used to how your team handles certain situations. And I think over time, you know, I know for me, I've gotten a better understanding of what this team's about. So, you know, hopefully I grow as well.
John, I know it's been a while since you've coached the Giants, obviously. What did you take from that experience now looking back? And I haven't kind of a few years of perspective from being able to...
Well, you know, first and foremost, I've got tremendous respect for that organization, the ownership. You know, even though there's been some change, it stayed pretty steady, you know, and I think, you know, the mayor and the Tisch family do a fabulous job. There's good steadiness in that organization. And, you know, I think and Tom's done a tremendous job there. Of course, went into Super Bowls. So, you know, again, I don't really know how much flowery I can get, but I have, you know, great, great respect for that organization. Well, you know, you kind of are what you're around, whether it's coaches, ownership, general managers. I mean, I went through, you know, George Young, Ernie Corsi. I'm talking about good football men, you know, Wellington Mara, Robert Tisch, you know, really experienced owners. And so, you know, you take a lot of wisdom from, you know, really, really good people, Hall of Fame caliber people.
How much of an art is there, John, to finish the games, holding on, having a lead, and then holding on to it? Learn?
You know, I think it's finishing anything. You know, I think it helps to have been there before. You know, they talk about golfers. It's important to have the lead going into Sunday so you know how to handle it. You know, I don't know if I buy totally into that, but I think there is some merit to that. you know, again, it's making plays in critical times in situational football. And, you know, that's really the difference. And the team that does that usually wins those close games. And in playoff games, typically they're one-score games.
Eric Decker said that he tripped over a fence.
Then you didn't see it?
The invisible one.
Yeah, right.
Could you just talk about him and the punts and how he's doing in that play in particular?
Well, that was an outstanding return. I mean, he made a lot of good cuts and movement to get into that position. After that, maybe not so much. But, you know, it was still a huge play and a good a big change of field position that did help our team.
Did you consider the 21-yard pass to Thomas late in the game as maybe the play of the game or one of the plays of the game?
Well, I mean, you know, like, all close games, you know, you can narrow it down to four or five. You know, I'm not going to really go through all of them, but that would have been one of those four or five.
Is Jeff Bailey ready to play more snaps?
You know, that's why we practice. You know, we'll get a chance to form up. They were in today, watched the game from yesterday. You know, they get started on New England. They have tomorrow off, albeit a lot of them do come in and start viewing the upcoming opponent. And then we'll form back up Wednesday and you know, see where everybody is at that point.
Who's the next man up for Chris
Harris? You know, like I said, it's a long list. It's a long cast. And if I knew right now, I wouldn't say anyways.
With Champ, the way you guys have kind of been living, when it's this late in the season, the stakes this high, does it change the way you consider his pitch count?
You know, not really. It's not really quite that scientific, and we're not that smart. You know, we'll just, you know, like I said, form back up Wednesday and, you know, see what everybody's health, you know, physically is, and we'll go practice.
John, obviously this has been a really eventful year for you personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. What has this experience kind of been like for you this season on all those fronts?
You know, it's been a lot of hard work. You know, I think, you know, that team in there, you know, the players and staff have been through a lot. You know, we've lost some key people, like a lot of teams in the league. You know, there was a lot of teams in the league last year that got close, you know, thought they would be back, and there's a couple of them that aren't back. And so it's not easy by any stretch, but it did help motivate this group. But, you know, it's been a lot of hard work and overcoming a lot of adversity and changes. You know, I went away for a month. So, you know, they've overcome a lot, and it's a unique group, and I'm proud of them for it.
Coach, does the injury to Harris increase the likelihood that Raheem Moore will be back this week or anytime soon?
You know, I'm not going to get into the speculation right now. We're working through, you know, the procedure to make personnel adjustments, and we'll keep you posted.
You said, I mean, Pete mentioned last night, too, about how hard it was to get back to, you know, the playoffs and things at this point. The Patriots are one of the teams that have also made it back. Are there any similarities you think between your organization and that have enabled you guys to be successful?
Well, again, you know, we talked earlier about the Giants. I mean, I think Mr. Kraft, you know, they've got great continuity in that organization. They've been very, very successful. You know, we've got tremendous respect for their organization from the top down. So, you know, I think that speaks for itself.
John, when you were out ill, what was your mindset there? Was it just get to the next day thing? Did you allow yourself to think forward about being at this place where you're standing right now and the possibilities of this team?
I mean, I really never considered not being back. You know, I know there was a lot of speculation, but, you know, it was, you know, a great medical team that kind of, you know, painted the picture for me, just like our medical team does here with injured players. You know, I pretty much had a game plan, and it went as planned. You know, I think I was back here on a Monday, 4 weeks post-op, and that was the plan. And yeah, I had a lot of good support people around, including my wife, Robin. So it's worked out pretty well.
John, does LeGarrette's emergence of late make them a more challenging team to prepare for than maybe earlier in the season?
Well, I mean, I think they're a challenging team to prepare for any time. You know, last year, this year, you know, they're well coached. I think they do a good job with personnel, and he's obviously another different weapon. He's big and physical, and he's got skins on the wall in this league as far as a running back.
I think all four teams that won this weekend really did so by running the ball. Mm-hmm. Well, why did that work for you, and why does that typically work in January?
You know, again, I think balance is important. You know, keeping the ability to be able to do both, keeps a defense guessing, a little bit better. It's not easy to do, but, something you stress and something that, I believe is important, especially in playoff season.
Kind of been to this point several times in your career. Mm-hmm. Guys, that these opportunities are fleeting, like you said, or do you try to not preach that so much as maybe a way
to keep? I think like any opportunity, when it presents itself, you have to take advantage of it, and this is no different. It's you assume you might get back, whether you talk to a player or a coach, but it doesn't always happen. You can look at examples this year, from teams that were in the tournament a year ago. So you just, again, like all opportunities, whether it's, a regular season game, a playoff situation, maybe even a Super Bowl opportunity, you don't get very many of them. It's very hard to get there. It's very competitive. You're competing against the best in the world. So, of course, you try to, invest and take advantage of, to the best of your ability.
Coach, in the coaching community, who do you think is responsible for the change we've seen in the last maybe 10 years where your tight end, your top tight end, isn't asked to be so much a great blocker as he is a pass catcher?
Whoa. Off the top of my head, I don't know that I could, probably do great justice to that question, but, it definitely has changed. I mean, I kind of, as far as the basketball guys, Antonio and Marty Schottenheimer was in San Diego, that one comes to mind. Even as far back with the Chargers when Kellen Winslow and that's been quite some time. So there's been some classic tight ends. I mean, even Mike Ditka in his day, he was a unique guy that was pretty dominant, matchup problem for defenses. So, I think, they're hard to find. It's kind of a unique position because you have to block and be a receiver, and that's a unique physical body to find with that athleticism. It's like trying to find a center in the NBA. I mean, it's not easy to do.
John, can you talk about the defensive line? Not necessarily a group of household names around mm-hmm. the league, but how well they played yesterday and then how key they're going to be to put pressure on Brady and pass.
Well, I think, when you get into, playoff football, you talk about the trenches, and that's the O-line and the D-line. And the ability to run, the ability to stop the run, I think is big. Obviously, the thing we preach around here, the best pass defense that we have in our playbook is a pass rush. And so, that's gets heightened, when the group of teams gets narrowed.
Anything else? Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you. Appreciate y'all coming. All right.